Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 8th. The grains closed higher with July corn up a penny, closing at 385 and three quarters. July beans up 7 1/4 cents, closing at 938. And July wheat up 4 1/2 cents, closing at 449 and a quarter. Well, higher closes all sound good, but unfortunately, we were about 6 cents off our high in corn. We were about 6 1/2 cents off our high in beans, and we were about 6 cents off our high in wheat. We started to break this thing about 5 minutes to 12. It certainly looks like one of the forecasters came out and put some rain into the forecast. One interesting note, the oats, which started the day a little bit higher, wound up breaking 21 cents off their highs, closed 15 lower. At one point, they were 20 lower. Not sure what went on there, but maybe that had some influence on the grains as well. We've got the reports tomorrow. Again, we don't expect the report to be a big deal. This usually isn't the time of year where we get a surprise. People are thinking if we do get a surprise, it'll be a little bit on the bearish side. But, you know, for the most part, considering the CONAB numbers and the exports this morning, the market's actually held up pretty well. Looks a little bit bearish, a little bit of a spike down on the charts. But we had one of those the other day in the beans, and it didn't mean a darn thing. We had a key reversal in the cattle the other day. Really hasn't meant much. So, you know, it's really a matter of what the funds want to do. Now, apparently, yesterday and the day before, and all the buying that we saw, the open interest at the Board of Trade went up on both days, which meant new buying. It wasn't short covering, which tells me that the funds are still short out here, and just as short as they were coming into the week. So, you know, I don't frankly know what they're thinking, but the charts certainly look much better. I think they're jammed. If we have anything of a bullish report tomorrow in a warm forecast and dry for the weekend, I can't imagine that they can sit there and just hold their breath and hope things work out for themselves. But at any rate, this hasn't apparently been a fund short covering rally. This has been new traders coming in and getting along this market. So we'll see where we go. But, you know, yesterday they traded over 1 million contracts of corn. Hard to believe you could do that without fund short covering. Maybe the funds sold more on the rallies. Who knows? I can't believe that, but it's really hard to figure out, frankly. That's really about it. The reports come out at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we'll see where we go from there. Have a good night. We'll be back in the morning.